Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of May 5th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report's brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, the month of May is upon us, and everyone who works for Mills County is extremely busy. The rainfall has been a blessing, and since the burn ban has been lifted, everyone is doing a great deal of burning. Always remember to call the Mills County Sheriff's Department at 648-2245 if you plan on burning a large burn pile. The new handicap entrance to the 1888 jail is nearing completion. The Mills County Historical Committee meets in the 1888 jail for their meetings. We also have numerous folks who pass through that want a tour of the jail, which we're always glad to offer a tour. Commissioners Court will hold their next meeting on Monday, May 12th. Numerous items will be discussed at the meeting, including considering an act on an interlocal agreement with the City of Mullen, considering an act on legal counsel regarding solar farms. Discussion will include courthouse flooding. During the last rain, water seeped in on the north side of the courthouse by the county attorney's office. The flooding was minimal, but we need to address the problem. The good news is that all the work that we performed on the north side of the courthouse is currently working. There is no flooding coming in through the handicapped basement entrance. Discussion will also include future abatements for Mills County regarding solar farms. Budget discussion will also take place and will regard the latest 2025 estimate of the certified Mills County road and bridge numbers along with the future dates for workshops. As a county, there are many dates that we have to meet regarding public hearings, notices, along with the many meetings for all departments and non-departments of Mills County funds. As always, I, along with the Commissioner's Court, take a conservative fiscal approach to our funding and try to keep the county's taxes as low as possible. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.